I think I was in the fourth grade, and I remember I had saved up about $40 during the holidays, you know, around Christmas time. I had saved up $40. I remember having maybe $20 in actual paper money and $20 in coins. You know, quarters, dimes, nickels, and pennies. A couple of half dollars, a couple of silver dollars. Anyway, I used to count that money every day. You know, it felt good to count that money. I used to go in my room and enjoy counting it multiple times a day. You know, we were out of school at that time. You know, back then we got 2 weeks off of school during the Christmas break into the New Year's. I remember counting that money every day. And so one day, my mother comes in the room and she says, "All that your money?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "You saved all that money?" I said, "Yeah." She was like, She said, "Well, why don't you give your grandparents some of that money for, you know, just being so good to you?" I'm like, "Give my grandparents money? Like, they don't need my money." So I'm not only shocked, but angry. Give them money for what? So she explains, she says, "Your grandparents have loved you and cared for you and given you so much, it's only right that you show some kind of gratitude and repay them. Show like a token of appreciation." And me, I am just furious. I'm 9 years old. I mean, I'm furious that I have to give my grandparents this money. So I give my grandparents all the change. And my mom comes in. She says, "Where are your grandparents' money?" I say, "It's right here." And I literally had stuffed the coins into multiple envelopes and licked them shut. And so my mom looked at me. My mom used to have this mug she would look at you with, you know, like this when she meant business, you know. That term, mean mug, my mom perfected that. That look. So she looked at me and she says, "You mean to tell me as good as your grandparents have been to you, this how you're going to treat them? You're going to give them all the change in envelopes?" She said, "Matter of fact, we're going to the store and we're going to get them both cards, thank you cards, and you're going to give them all the paper money." So, you know, now I'm sad my money's gone and I'm heated to have to give them my paper money, you know, the kind that folds. But I realized something, that my mother taught me a valuable lesson. My mother taught me that your finances are linked to your character. And how we earn and spend money is a reflection of who we are. And I never forgot that lesson. And I don't put money in front of my friends or my family. And although money is a motivator, it's not worth my soul. And it's not worth me compromising myself. Welcome to the Dirty Soapbox. Now there is a scripture in the Bible, and it's in Ecclesiastes 10 and 19. And it says, "A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things." Now, I want to talk about Kevin Garnett losing $77 million. Say this again. Kevin Garnett not lost. Kevin Garnett was swindled out of $77 million. There has to be a certain level of personal compromise to be swindled out of $77 million. That means you've left your guard totally down. So one would assume that for my guard to be totally let down, it would have to be someone like my mother, my family, or wife, you know, just someone very close to me to let my guard down that much to where I've lost $77 million due to deception and thievery. But in this circumstance, that is not the case. In this case, Kevin Garnett got swindled by Charles Banks IV out of Atlanta. Now, Charles Banks IV got Kevin Garnett to sign a blanket power of attorney. In my mind, I cannot understand what would possess Kevin Garnett to let this man literally have say-so over all his affairs. He got a blanket power of attorney. That means this man is literally in control of all of your money. How is that possible? There has to be a certain level of personal compromise. Now, Charles Banks IV worked with the firm, and that firm was some CPAs known as Michael Worthingham and Willenken, and they're based in Kentucky. Anyway, this firm said they knew that Charles Banks IV was taking money. Okay, so now we have the firm with the CPAs working with the firm, and we have Charles Banks, and they're all working in cahoots to get Kevin Garnett's money. Now, I ask a question. The people said they knew Charles Banks IV was stealing the money, but they didn't say anything. Why wouldn't they say anything? Because they're getting paid too. $77 million, personal level of compromise. Now, judging by these names, Charles Banks IV and Michael Worthingham and Willenken, we can assume that these men are of the Caucasian persuasion. And Kevin Garnett is a black athlete. So I asked myself, what would possess Kevin Garnett to entrust, honestly, some white man he didn't know to handle all of his money? I'm going to come back to that. LeBron James did something very powerful. I remember there's a story of David Stern calling LeBron James up when LeBron James got his own agent and he didn't go with one of the Jewish agents that they usually have you go with in the NBA. And David Stern called him up and told him he's making a big mistake in his career, and LeBron stuck to his guns and didn't fold under the pressure, and LeBron literally empowered his team around him of people that he knew. People that looked like him, but also people that he knew, and he empowered them. He empowered these people. He sent them to school. He got them training. He empowered the people that he loved around him. He didn't just go with the status quo of black athlete being managed by white person, black athlete having money seen over by white person, black athlete literally entrusting white person with their livelihood and their life. I'm not making this racial. I am really making this character based. As I've said before, there is a certain level of personal compromise that takes place when people are able to get $77 million from you. There has to be a certain level of personal compromise for three complete strangers to get 77 $1 million from you. There has to be. And as I stated before, that Charles Banks IV was the person that Kevin Garnett gave the blanket power of attorney to. And then he worked with an accounting firm based in Kentucky with Michael Wertheim and Michael Willenkin, these are CPAs. And they were all in cahoots in getting Kevin Garnett's money. Now, I want you to realize that Tim Duncan was also a client of Charles Banks. And Charles Banks got him for $12 million. Charles Banks is in prison now. I think he's serving. I don't know what he's serving, but I know he's in prison now. I think I saw 4 years, but it may be more. But I know he's in prison now for stealing Tim Duncan's money. And who knows what other black athletes' money he has. But again, I'm not making this racial more than I'm making this money being a reflection of your character. How we earn the money, how we spend the money, how we invest the money, how we save the money, and who we let handle our money. Now, I'm gonna speak plain to you all right now. I know for a fact, me being black, if I was any millionaire's CPA, accountant, money manager, whatever you wanna call it, stockbroker, whatever you wanna call it, if $5 comes up missing, I'm under the gun, I'm under the fire. There's no way I get $1 million leeway to mess up somebody's money. I just wouldn't get it. So for me to see these guys get away with $77 million lets me know that blind trust and faith was put into some people, but based on what? Because all they have shown is that they're criminals. All we have seen is criminal activities from these people. So what qualified these people to be in charge of Kevin Garnett's money? I'm gonna tell you like this. You see, this whole racial thing works both ways. It's not just racism by whites towards blacks, but it's racism by blacks towards blacks. As I've said before, LeBron James empowered his team. He empowered the people that he knew and loved to work for him and to work with him and to get money with him. So when I see these athletes running and getting these agents and these money managers and all these people who I know for a fact don't have their best interests at heart, it saddens me. But now I'm past the point of being sad. Now I'm just sick. Y'all literally just giving money away. And y'all are giving money away that I know you wouldn't give to your own people. It's not difficult to empower your own people. There are people around us every day that deserve our empowerment. There are people around us every day that deserve us to invest in them. So I don't want to hear the cliche notion that black whatever won't do or can't do. There's many examples of how black agents and lawyers and firms and have been very successful. LeBron James has had a very lucrative basketball career. I'm talking about on and off the court, and the people he has empowered are his own people. So don't tell me it doesn't work. But what happens is we don't do things with character. And so we look at somebody and say, because they're white, they're going to do it right. And because they're black, they're going to do it wrong. And that's not the case. Kevin Garnett signed a blanket power of attorney to Charles Banks IV. I want you to think about that. He literally put this total stranger in charge of all his money. And it's not coincidence that when Tim Duncan's money started looking funny, wife wanted divorce. As soon as Kevin Garnett's money starts looking funny, his wife wants a divorce. Because they can see it. those women don't respect these men. They respect the money. But guess what? That still goes back to character. Even getting a woman that respects you for you. And not compromising yourself getting a woman just because she looks good. 77 million dollars gone. And he'll go to court. He won't get 77 million dollars back. I can guarantee that. He's going to settle out of court for a much lower amount. A feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry, but money answereth all things. Many people think that money changes you. And money doesn't change you. Money is just a magnifier into who you really are. Money really exposes people. So most people that fail the money test, fail the money test with small amounts of money. And as I mentioned before about Kevin Garnett, he signed over a blanket power of attorney to Charles Banks IV, and he was also placed on allowance. So now you basically have some people in charge of your finances totally and giving you an allowance because you don't possess the capabilities of managing your own money. And this is where character comes into place. Now, I'm a firm believer in financial empowerment, especially amongst our own, especially amongst the people that love you and are around you. So me, my first thought on anything I do in life, any big business venture, any venture, anything I'm going to seek out, my first, requirement is I must be able to trust the person. Forget expertise. I have to be able to trust the person. Because if I trust them, then they've already passed the character test. And if they've passed the character test, whatever decision they make will never put me in harm's way. That's how you empower people around you. The money doesn't change you. It just exposes you. Now, I'm sorry that Kevin Garnett had to go through this, as many black athletes have had to go through this, including Tim Duncan. But hopefully, we can start learning a valuable lesson about community, about having our own best interests at heart. Think about this. You're literally putting millions and millions upon millions of dollars into people's hands that just care about money. What's going to keep them from taking your money if they already assume you came to them because you don't know what you're doing? It's sad and it's tragic, but it's also a reflection in character. So don't let the money move you. You move the money. The money shouldn't motivate us because money is a tool to be used. We're blessed to be a blessing. So all this athletes going broke is because they have poor character. That's the only reason. The only way you can lose $100 million is if you have poor character. Now, MC Hammer filed bankruptcy because he was helping everybody. But guess what? He's not broke. He still has his money. You know why? Because God will honor that. God will honor that. What did he say? God looks out for babies and fools. God will honor that. But God's not going to honor you picking color to decide whether you work, let somebody handle your money or not. God's not going to honor that. God's not going to honor you tricking off your money to be seen, to be popular, to compete with the Joneses, to show out, to stunt. No. To be lit. No. God won't honor that. So I guess what I'm saying is, from this day forward, let's let the way we get to the money really reflect who we are. And let's let how we spend the money really reflect who we are. And I guess what I'm really saying is, let's do these things with a purpose. Let's start empowering those around us. Let's start uplifting our community. Let's start really getting financial freedom. Let's have communities. They're talking about 40 acres. I might want a skyscraper. You understand what I'm saying? Let's start letting our character reflect in how we get and spend and save and earn and invest this money. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Wait for it. Free Blanche. Get money.